Hey, weirdos. Welcome to another edition of Road Trip Ruminations. Today is Tuesday, March 28th. It is 12:39 Mountain Time, and I am just outside Butte, Montana. And Montana, much like Oregon and Washington, is another gorgeous state. The more I'm out here, the longer I'm out here, the more I want to leave the People's Republic of Illinois. Oh my goodness gracious. These are just gorgeous, gorgeous states. I would not mind moving out here. Montana, a little bit on the cold side. Oregon and in Washington, it wasn't all that bad. And I would get out of my car without my coat, no big deal. When I got out of the hotel this morning in Missoula, Montana, the winds were whipping so hard. It was 31 degrees, which if you're from Chicagoland, no big deal. 31 degrees it's long sleeve weather and, you know, maybe coat weather if you're planning on being outside for a long time. But if you're just walking from like the hotel to your car, no big deal. Well, in Missoula, Montana, that is a big deal. My hands were freezing by the time I got out of the hotel to my car, which really was maybe 20 yards. And then I had to go get gas. Fortunately, I think maybe it's just because the winds were so fierce in that little area. It was a little valley between all the mountains. And so I think all the cold air from the snow on top of the mountains was coming down. And then again, in Montana, you seem to be surrounded by mountains all the time. I've been on the road now for a few hours, and I've never been without sight of mountains in some way, shape, or form. But anyway, here it is now in the afternoon, and it's a little bit better now. I just stopped at a rest area, and I didn't have to use a coat to go in there. I wouldn't have wanted to stay outside too awful long, but then again. All right, now the reason that I'm jumping on right now, number one, because I do need a road trip ruminations for today, but I also had an interesting question from somebody in my Facebook group, the Weird Darkness Podcast Weirdos. It's from Arletta Oka, or Ochoa, I'm sorry. However you pronounce it, I'm sorry if I'm butchering your name, Arlette. She says, "Hi, Darren, I have a question for you. On Weird Darkness, you talk about listening to the Exorcist podcast. I've always been scared to watch Exorcist movies or supernatural movies at my home because I don't want demons jumping off at me. So, you think that's a thing?" Well, Christian Bean is another follower in the group, and he actually replied to this saying, "It's a great question. The only thing I do know is that it's always a possibility. I think Darren Marlar has an episode about why people have stopped watching movies like that because it can invite evil spirits. I don't know the science behind it, but I know it can be a real thing. I'm sorry if this isn't helpful. I love horror movies and demon movies. I believe in God and I'm a Christian. Nothing has happened to me, but that's not to say it can't happen to someone else." So, and then Arlette, they continue their conversation between the two of them. But yeah, Christian, I think I do remember uploading an episode some time back. And I think the title is something along the lines of "Why I Don't Watch Scary Movies Anymore" or why I don't look at paranormal stories anymore, something along those lines. But just off the cuff here, just thinking about Arlette's question, there are some people that can't handle it. Some people can. I think it's an individual decision, and even coming from a religious aspect as a Christian, I still think it's an individual decision between you and God. We are all wired differently. So some of us can handle things that others can't. Some of us are going to be more sensitive to certain things. Some of us are going to be more tolerant of certain things or more thick-skinned about certain things. It'll also depend on where you are in your faith. If you're really solid in your faith and you know who you are in Christ Jesus, the Exorcist movies and stuff like that may not affect you as much. Then again, if you're really strong in your religion, you might decide, "Oh no, that's not for me. I don't want any part of it." You know, we are all different. Whether or not your question is, you're afraid of like demons jumping off at you from those things, I don't know if that would be the case. The more I've been learning about demons and exorcisms and stuff, usually what happens, at least when it comes to a possession, is you've opened up yourself to it in some way. Normally, I've not heard of it happening through people watching movies and such. I'm not saying that it can't happen that way, but usually it's something along the lines of using a Ouija board or spirit board, going to a psychic who maybe uses tarot cards or uses a pendulum to try and tell your future, that kind of thing. From what I understand, and I'm not judging people who do those things. This is just what I've heard, what I've learned so far. And most of this is going to be from a Christian perspective. But those things are considered occultic. Occultic meaning anti-God more than anything. Oh, well, the word occultic means hidden, but really it's just you're relying on something other than God to get your information, I think is kind of the way it goes about. And in for some reason, that is the way that demons can get through. Not always. In fact, most of the time, no. Most of the time, if you're playing with a Ouija board or getting a tarot reading or going to an astrologer or whatever, nothing's going to happen to you. It might just be an entertaining experience. You might have a couple of spooky things go on, but then you'll walk away and you'll be perfectly fine. But you're still toying with it, I guess, is the concept. And that's where you could possibly put yourself in danger. But when it comes to avoiding the Exorcist movies and supernatural movies, I think that's something that you probably need to pray to God about and ask him, hey, is this something that's okay for me to watch or no? And just see where he leads you. Because he does lead different people to different things. We all have different things in our lives that need to be taken care of. We all are sinners. We all have downfalls. We all have traits that we probably need to change, areas that we need to strengthen in our lives, and every single person's going to be different. I remember talking to somebody many years ago who was approached because they were a Christian and they were smoking. And that somebody that person told them, well, you shouldn't be smoking because you're a Christian and that's a sin. Well, I wouldn't go quite that far. I don't see where in the Bible where Jesus rebuked a pack of Marlboros, but even if it is a sin, it may not be the sin that God's working on right now. Maybe God's working on another aspect of that person's life, like lust or greed or pride. You don't know what's going on in that person's life. So just because somebody's doing something that you don't agree with or you think is wrong, doesn't mean that God's not working on them in some other area first. It's hard to work on all the areas at the same time. When I first got saved, the first thing that that God worked on me was my language. I was an F-bomb here and a B-word there all the time. And when I got saved, that seemed to go away. But there were a lot of other things in my life that still needed to be addressed, including lust and pride and everything. And I'll admit some of those are still an issue. Probably always will be because of the human condition. But there's always something that we need to be working on. And that's going to be different for each person. So you might want to pray to God and ask if this is an area that you need to step away from or not. Is watching a scary movie something that God is okay with you doing? Maybe it's not, maybe it is. I wish I had a more definitive answer for you, Arlette, but unfortunately, I don't. If you want to go and talk to a pastor or a priest or something like that, they might give you a completely different answer. Probably will give you a completely different answer. But you're asking my opinion, so well, there you go. Hey, it's 8:14 p.m. Mountain time, and I just finally got out of Montana and into North Dakota. Wow, Montana is a big state. Beautiful all the way across. I finally got out of the mountains and started getting into some of the valleys. It started to look a little bit like Utah towards the end before I finally drove out of it. But now I'm in North Dakota. Again, another state that I have never been in. As I was hitting the state line, there's a couple of things have happened on this trip so far. This probably will be my final update, that is, for today's road trip ruminations, because it's starting to get late and I'll probably start looking for a hotel soon. So unless something weird happens between now and the time I get to the hotel. But while I was in Montana, let me just say, if you're driving down the highway and you see that some other people coming directly at you in the wrong direction, and everybody else seems to be driving the wrong direction, it's you driving the wrong direction. I actually found myself head to head with an oncoming vehicle who was on the wrong side of the highway. Fortunately, the Weird Darkness Beast has some great control. I was able to get to maneuver and get out of the way, and before I even had a chance to call 911 to report them, they had already pulled off the road and figured things out. So I don't know how they got down on the wrong side, but man, that was terrifying. Something kind of odd, though, happened as I was hitting the North Dakota line. And it's probably just a trick of the light. I'm sure that's what it is. I'm not going to say it was paranormal or anything, because it wasn't. But I pretty much had to slam on the brakes because I saw either, it was either a deer or an elk or possibly an antelope running across the road. But the odd part is, and again, it could be a trick of the light because here it is, dusk. It's not quite completely dark, but the sun is down and I've got my lights on, but that thing looked white, completely white, almost albino. So I don't know if that was the case or not. I don't think that there are actual herds of white deer or elk or antelope, nothing that I've read about, nothing that I've come across in my 54 years in existence. So it could have been, a creature that was just born that way, or again, more than likely just a trick of the light. But it was kind of weird to see, and it definitely had me thinking, obviously. Otherwise, I wouldn't be sharing it with you. So that's all I've got to report to you so far. If something else happens between now and when I get to my hotel, I'll give you another update. Otherwise, this will be the end of today's road trip ruminations. Hope you're all having a great evening. All right, one final update for this road trip ruminations. For 9:33 p.m. Mountain Time on Tuesday, March 28th, from my previous entry in this episode, I told you that I almost hit a deer or whatever it was in the road. Well, I'm at a hotel, and it's right next to a town called Killdeer.